Changes are coming to parking in Coburg as residents are complaining about summer parking permits on the waterfront. The town offers a $40 season pass for the beach and harbor area. However, Jordy Nash claims the town wants $150 for a second vehicle pass. He addressed Coburg Council's Community Protection and Economic Development Committee Tuesday, stating it's unfair to charge so much for a second parking pass. Nash said when he inquired about the second pass, staff told him parking is a privilege.
Why not offer a supplemental $40 pass? I'd be willing to pay $40. It may even exceed what we would spend buying hourly parking. It just bothered me so much that this pass was explained as a privilege, yet it doesn't really fit the needs of our family.
Nash explained that his wife, a cancer survivor, attends the waterfront on Monday and Wednesday evenings for fitness and dragon boat classes with other survivors. While taking one vehicle, on occasions he and their son attend in their second vehicle. Nash stated the additional exorbitant cost for the additional pass is prohibitive for residents. Mayor Lucas Cleveland said changes are coming to parking. He stated a report is due before the council soon. Yet town clerk Brent Larmer said families should be allowed to park two vehicles at the waterfront. He cited beach volleyball leagues where two vehicles are sometimes used.
We have a lot of volleyball leagues that happen down at the beach area too as well. And sometimes kids, you know, a parent is going there to do recreation activity and the other one is having their kids at a hockey or a baseball tournament, but they're coming back down to watch their parents, so they have two vehicles on there.
Larmer explained that the town is considering weekend visitor parking permits with online payment options. No timeline was given as to when the report would come before council. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.